be your name, O Lord. Father, I ask, O Lord, let there be more of you and less of me, O Lord. Do what nobody can do. You've started it, O Lord. Complete it today. We will go home blessed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, let be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Greetings from our daddy. I'm very sure he may be watching us now, but he has prayed and the prayers has actually answered, because I can see and I feel the move of God in our midst today. And whatever God has done in our life shall remain permanent in the name of Jesus. He sent his greeting. By the special grace of God, he will be with us next week, Sunday. God has been using him. I was speaking to a pastor, Mrs., and I said that we in our church, we don't like to be shellfish, because daddy went to their church to minister, and it was wow. Praise the name of the Lord. So I said, but I know that he's coming back with us with hundredfold to bless us. So by the special grace of God, it will be here next week, Sunday. And next week, Sunday, is our Holy Communion. So please invite your friend. Hallelujah. Invite your friend. Invite your enemy as well, so that they can come and be blessed. Hallelujah. So it's not about me this afternoon. It's about what God will do in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, I want to thank everybody. I just want you to fasten your seatbelt, because I know today you shall be blessed in Jesus' name. I want to encourage somebody. It may be you, it may be me. I may even be talking to myself. Hallelujah. But I know that it is not about the person that is speaking. It's about what God is bringing out. And I pray that by the special grace of God, the Lord will touch you in the name of Jesus. If you are writing down, I have titled today's message as Have Faith and Believe in the Author. Amen. Tell somebody beside you, have faith. Have faith and believe in the Author. Have faith. And believe in the altar. Have faith. And believe in the altar. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hebrews 11:1. Once again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to use me more than ever before, O Lord. Speak to your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is because of faith that we are all here this morning. Am I communicating? If you don't have faith in God, we cannot be here this morning. It's because we have faith, that is why we can gather together and trust that he will do it. Whatever he has promised to do, he will fulfill it. Praise the name of the Lord. The object of faith in God and his promises. Living one's life and making decision based on deep trust, on confidence in God. Even when things around us does not make any meaning to us. Amen. Somebody telling me years ago that these children, amen. I have 1 year old son, my second son. I don't give milk. Not that that time we could not afford it, but just because I did a breastfeeding course. So I was particularizing it on my children. So the first one, I didn't give any baby milk. All my children anyway, I didn't give any formula until maybe they are 6 months. I just had the formula to their meal. I mean, add the milk to their meal. But at that time, the child is supposed to be taking Cerelac, taking whatever they give. I don't like giving Ogi, pap, to my children. Because when I was doing my nursing, I saw a lot of children having kwashoko because their parents give only Ogi, pap. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody now telling me, the child that I'm still breastfeeding because I don't have money to buy milk, to buy baby food, to buy Cerelac. And the pastor is now telling me, oh, mommy, this baby is not meant to be in this country. I see you abroad. I just say, I receive it. But honestly, deep inside me, I did not receive anything. Praise the name of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. When somebody is telling you, ah, Sister Yemi, I can see you carrying your twins. You will say, but how old am I? Praise the name of the Lord. But you believe God can do it. If you have that faith, God can do it. And he will do it in your life in Jesus' name. Even though the circumstances around you does not look like it. But when you have faith, you trust God. You believe in the author. You believe in the curator. You believe that if he has said it, he will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm talking to somebody this morning that if you believe what God has spoken to you, if you have faith, it shall come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You need to have faith. You need to believe. Let's open to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21, God help us this afternoon. Speak to us in the name of Jesus. I just want to encourage somebody. You need to have faith. Amen. Matthew 21, verse 21 to 22, I want to read. And Jesus answered and said unto them, very, verily I said unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Hallelujah. 22, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Hallelujah. You shall ask in prayer. He did not say one thing. He said all things. And he said what? Believe, ye shall receive. What is that problem that keep on weighing you down? The challenges of life, tell somebody beside you, have faith. Have faith. What is that problem? What is that problem that you bring in, you feel that there's no solution for? Yesterday, I was just thinking of so many things. I don't want to go into detail because people may be watching. But I remember certain time. Some children, hallelujah, I saw them somewhere. I knew when they were growing up. And I remember I have to be telling their mom to say, don't worry. Because you can imagine, when your daughter comes to you and say, mom, don't come to my school. I don't want my teacher to see you. I don't want my friend to see you. You can see that. As a mother, it will affect you. As well as if it's a girl telling you, mom, then you'll be looking at it. It lowers your esteem. Because you'll be seeing, does it mean I'm not beautiful? How come that my daughter said she doesn't want to see me in her school? Does it mean my daughter is not proud of me? But we were able to pray. We have faith. And today, oh my God, the daughter is telling mom, you are the best mom in the whole world. I love you so much, mom. You are my life. I was not telling myself, hey, God, you are wonderful. Because honestly, that is why it's good to speak out. If that woman did not speak out, it could have been, maybe she could have gone into depression. Because the way the daddy daughter spoke to her mother made the mother have a low esteem. She was even asking a colleague that, am I not beautiful? Is it because I'm big? I don't mind, I can lose weight. Praise the name of the Lord. What are those problems? Hallelujah. What are those things? I'm just using that as an example. What are those things that have come to your life that you feel, ah, God, what are people saying about me? Today, believe, have faith, God will change your story. If God changed that, my sister's story, he can still change your story. And I just made mention, the first example I made was the pastor coming to my house. At times I tell the pastor, Pastor Ejokilefe, you know, because I was thinking the pastor was just encouraging me. He was just telling me something to make me happy. Probably when he's going, I can pack some juice and, you know, whatever to give the pastor. But no. Pastor was able to see it. He saw it at that particular time that my children are not meant to be in Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. But honestly, it does not look like it at that time. If anybody said to me that Dare and Jesu Femi will develop, in fact, if you tell them where they were born, they will be thinking maybe they were born in London. No, they were born in, one was born in Ibadan. Praise the name of the Lord. And the other one that is born in Lagos, we don't even have money to buy baby milk. But look at today. God has changed our story. May the Lord change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. There are numerous people in the Bible, but I'm going to use few. We are Bible scholars. That they have faith. Amen. And they believe in the author. When we are talking about the author, we are talking about the creator. We are talking about the almighty God. We are talking about the King of Kings. We are talking about the El Shaddai law. We are talking about the one that can change destiny. And that is why we call him destiny changer. Hallelujah. We all know the story of Abraham. I'm looking at the sign. We all know the story of Abraham. Can you imagine? Genesis 12:1. Let's just quickly see Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from the father's house unto the land which I will show thee to. And I will make of thee a great nation. Praise the name of the Lord. Can you imagine if God said to you, you are doing very well in Nigeria. Hallelujah. You are the CEO of everything. You are doing this, you are doing that. And God said, hey, Mama Kemi, get up. Go to England. You will just say, God, are you talking? Amen. But God said, I will bless you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless thee. Make thy name great. And you shall be blessed. He will just say, you will make me a great nation. Look at me, you know. I don't even know how this God talk. That is about Abraham Moabi. I have wife, yes. I'm old. My wife is old. We don't have any children. How come? How can we be a great nation? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, some prophecy will come to your life. You look at your environment, you say, hey, God, what are you talking? You just be like me, asking pastor. Amen. If there's any need, I can give to you because I don't understand what you are saying. Are you sure God is telling you something? Praise the name of the Lord. We have doubt. We don't believe that God can do it. Our environment, our circumstances did not look like it. Praise the name of the Lord. But we remember that Baba Abraham believed. Amen. He followed instruction. He believed God so much. He had faith in God that God will never fail him. Praise the name of the Lord. The same thing with this Baba Abraham. Honestly, if we can have the faith of Baba Abraham, there won't be any problem in this nation. Can you imagine, after all the promises and everything God promises Baba Abraham, eventually, he had a boy. He had a son. And one day, this God. One day, God just called him and said, Abraham, take Isaac and go and sacrifice it for me. Youth, what happened to Abraham? Did he obey or disobey? Talk to me. He obeyed. Hallelujah. That is why we need to obey. Have faith. He has faith that he is too faithful to fail me. Amen. Amen. Another one is Daniel. Daniel 6:22. Daniel, we all know the story of Daniel. I'm still going to the main one I want us to use to pray and we discuss. What happened to Daniel? Daniel was thrown to the lion den. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, praise the name of the Lord, at the end of the day, lion was unable to kill. Daniel was unable to kill Daniel. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the mouth of lion's mouth, and that they have not hurt me, for so much as before him innocent was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. How many people has gone to lion's den and lion hit them and they were innocent? Amen. How many people has been in prison of life doing nothing? Hallelujah. They did not do anything. They framed them up. And they are suffering for what they did not do. How many of us that we are in lion's den these days just because of the problem of our father? Our father as the one, they are the one they have joined Ogboni. They are the one that joined all this occultic. And they have used people for sacrifice. But we are suffering in the mouth of lion. We are praying every day. Most of us, we have to fast and pray before we can make it in life because of what our parent has done. But today, I brought a good news to you that have faith, believe in the author, that Lord will set you free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Noah was able to save his family. Why? Because he had faith in God. You can imagine when God is saying, I'm going to clear everything. Baba Noah will be saying, King Baba Tugbede, what is God doing again? How come that you want to destroy everything you have created? Let's be honest with ourselves. Most of all, we're not listening. If God say, pack everything, keep your money, do this, we will not listen. We say, I don't think that will happen to me. I'm still enjoying. I still have this, so I'm better to do. I still have this to do. But Noah had faith in God. Everything that God asked Noah to do, what happened? He did everything, and we know what happened to Noah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Abraham believes God's word. He had faith, and see what happened to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Another one I want us to look quickly is Matthew chapter 15, 22 to 28. is the story of the Canaanite woman. We all know her faith. Hallelujah. He was begging Jesus. Say, God, Jesus, eat my son, my daughter. And what happened? Jesus even said, this food, this thing is not for you. Amen. And when you get home, read about the Canaanites, they were cursed people. They were not supposed to be with Jesus. They were not supposed to be partaker of the good things. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you think your own is worst? But she was humble. Despite the disrespect and rejection. Can you imagine somebody telling you, this food is not for, the bread is not for you. He said even the dog greet the remnant. God, have mercy on me. You can imagine she was so humble. Are you able to humble for you to receive what God is about to do in your life? Are you too proud to say, me, I cannot fast, oh. That church is still too small for me. I cannot go to that small church when there are a lot of big churches in London. Who knows that your miracle is here? Praise the name of the Lord. But when you read further, you say, oh Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with devil. Amen. 23. But he answered, and not a word. You know, they just, you can imagine when you are talking to somebody and they just ignore you. What will you do? You will get upset and say, someone you cannot allow me. It's not their church alone now. I can go to another church and get healing. Amen. Most people, pastor's wife is the issue, is it? Pastor's wife has not done anything to them, but they just refuse to come to church. Probably they greeted mommy one day, and mommy was just coming back from work. Mommy was tired. And said, that woman, she's too full of herself. Anytime I just say good morning, and she always want me to post, don't want you to prostrate or need that, no. But if you don't need that, mommy will call you to say, you are not here because of pastor's wife, and you are not here because of daddy. You are here because of the altar. You are here because you want to meet with your maker. You are here because here is your Shiloh. The woman said, don't worry, it does not matter. Even if it is crumb, give it to me. I just want my daughter to be healed. And what happened? Our daughter was ill. Let's look at I think 27. Same Matthew 15, but 27. He said, and she said, truly the Lord, yet the dog eat of the crumbs which from their master's table. 28. Amen. 28.
Then Jesus answered and said,
yes.
O woman, great is thy faith. Mm. Be it unto thee, mm-hmm. even as thou wilt. Mm-hmm. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Amen. Your life will be made whole from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you are passing through, the Lord has seen your faith, and the Lord will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. We talk about Daniel. Hallelujah. The last one that I want to use is in 2 Kings chapter 4. And I want you to follow me fully. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. We all know the story. Now there is a certain woman of the wife of the son of prophet called Elisha. No, let's start from 8, verse 8. 2 Kings 4, 8. Amen. And it fell on that day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Listen to this. The woman was what? A great woman. She was constrained him to eat bread, and it was that off as passed by, he turned in either to eat bread. Praise the name of the Lord. Because of our time, I'm going to just cut it short. This woman, she's a great woman. She's very rich. So in your life, you may say, well, I'm okay. I'm British. I'm English. I have a good job. I work with parliament. I got a good salary. But I don't know. It's always one thing that always troubles us. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at verse 9. When you get home, you read the story very well, but I'm just bringing something out. Okay, the woman perceived that this man is an holy man. He's a God man, which is Elisha. After, we all know the story, he was able to prepare food and shelter and bed for the man of God. So, brethren, it is good to look after the man of God. It is good to look after the woman of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Always bless your pastor. Bless your pastor. Bless your ministers. Because when you are doing so, you are tapping things from them. Hallelujah. Let's now look at verse 14. Because of our time, we all know the story, but I'm just bringing things out from there. Verse 14. And he said, what then is this done for her? Elisha was asking, somebody helping the prophet. Gisari answered, she has no child, and her husband is old. Amen. He has no child. And I know husband is old. This morning, I know, surely, you have no paper. Amen. I know you have no paper. And you are spending so much money. Somebody called me yesterday. They spend £8,000 to get in Devine's stay for their mom. But she was refused. Everybody was crying. Praise the name of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? There's a lot of limitation in your life. It is sure, it is certain. You are not even hiding it. Everybody knows your problem. And every day, at times you don't feel like coming to church. Because you feel God has abandoned you. You have no money. Even though you work so hard. But your debt is going high every day. Overdraft upon overdraft. Loan upon loan. Sickness is affecting your body. Problems of life. You solve this one. Before you finish solving it, another one is coming. Let me be honest with you today that God has identified your problem. Issues, problem, I said unto you, the Lord has diagnosed that issue and it will bring solution in the mighty name of Jesus. I said the Lord will bring solution in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will bring answer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 16. I am telling you today. I'm standing in the altar of God. This is palace of settlement. He said, and he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace son. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, now, my Lord, man of God, do not lie unto your handmaid. I am saying, according to the time of life, by this time next year, you will jubilate with your baby. In the mighty name of Jesus. By this time next year, you will be discharged from that diagnosis. In the mighty name of Jesus. By this time next year, you'll be out of debt. In the mighty name of Jesus, believe have faith. Believe and have faith. God never lies. Say to somebody beside you, God never lies. God never lies. God never lies. Hallelujah. And if you look at verse 17, what happened? The woman conceived and bear a son. Hallelujah. And the woman conceived and bear a son at the season that the Eliza has said unto her, according to the time of life. I stand in the sanctuary of God. According to the time of life, you shall bear witness by this time next year in the mighty name of Jesus. You will surely testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm running up. But verse 21, what happened? Verse 21. 20, I think from 19, the baby was sick. And before you realize it, the baby died. Your miracle will not die. I say your miracle will not die. I say your miracle will not die. What we are saying in the life of this woman is that it is true that you can pray for something. It is true that God will give you something. Praise the name of the Lord. But certain times in our life, problem comes. What will you do when problem arises? What will you do when the children that God has given you, they are giving you pain? What will you do when the children God has given you, they are causing you issue? What will you do when even the money God has given you is causing one problem or the other? Listen, go to 19. The woman believed in the altar. Hallelujah, somebody. He did not say, Oluwalogba. No. Mashikariba said, Nara Baba. Am I talking to you? Don't say, God has abandoned me. Don't say, well, this is what God wants me to be. Don't say, no, I'm going to settle for this. No. That is not your portion. Go back to him. Go back to God. 21, he said, it will say, and she laid the son on the man of God's bed. He carried that problem to the altar of God. She carried that issue. Lay it on the altar of God. He said, I know that this my baby will not die. This my baby will not die. And she began to pray. And she ran to the mountain where that pastor lives or stay. And he said, man of God, your promises. Mashakari bababa. What are we doing with those problems? What are we doing with those challenges of life? What are we doing with that problem? Are we just sitting down somewhere and we allow people to be sick? Pele, is amuwa loro, or you are going back to God? That say, God, where are you? You gave me this son. Oh, mashikari baba, this gift of God had no sorrow. Why am I facing challenges with my son? Why is my son giving me issue? Where is this problem? Lord, you said to me that I will live a good life. You said to me that healing is my portion. Why is diabetes disturbing me? Why is high blood pressure want to kill me? Even though when they diagnose cancer, I have seen a lot of people free of cancer. Recently, one of my colleagues was in the ITU, and I said to women, we have to pray. I said to my husband, I don't want to bury another nurse. And God answered. She was in ITU. In fact, the charger, the first time I saw her, I cannot recognize her. She's a beautiful lady. Very beautiful girl. But when disease comes to our life, it makes us look old. When problem of life comes, it makes us look as if rejected, dejected. Mashikariba Sanare Baba, I had the word of God to you. Go back to the author of God. Go back to the maker. Go back to the one that created you. The one that said you are beautifully made. The one that said it is well with you. The one that make you whom you are. He can fix it. He can do it. He has all duplicate in his hand. He has a lot of things to fix. Why not go back to him? Hallelujah. When problem arise, brethren, what will you do? What have you done? Did you abandon church? Do you abandon God? Hallelujah. Brother Demilade, are you ready for me? I want to let you know. I was in there. But when Daniel was in the lion den, I'm very sure he was singing a song. That woman, the Canaanite woman, I'm very sure all what is in his heart was, I know you are too faithful to fail me. And this woman as well, that woman, she believed. She initially asked God, he asked the man of God, don't lie to your maid, your handmaid. And after he had that faith, when God has said it, listen, God said it. He promised that he will do it, and he did it. He conceived. He was able to carry that pregnancy to term, and he delivered that baby. You know that he's too faithful to fail him. Let's rise on our feet. Let's rise on our feet. that you are in the lion, you are in the problem of life. I want you to pray to God. Say, I believe. I have faith. You are too faithful to fail me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. God, I know you will not fail me. You will not fail me. Because I faithful
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word.
Oh, yes, God.
Thank you for your word.
We praise your name.
Thank you for renewing our faith in you. Thank you for believing in you. Thank you because we know that you have done it. We have laid everything on the altar of God. And we know by this time next year, we shall testify in the mighty name of Jesus. By this time next year, we shall testify in the mighty name of Jesus. By this time next year, we shall testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let somebody shout.